When Fred Gray was a high schooler in Nashville, he dreamt of going to Lipscomb University, which he could not due to segregation. After becoming a lawyer, he tried suing the school and lost. Today, Gray helps raise money and teaches at an institute on campus that bears his name. And Lipscomb is creating the first public archives of his papers. WPLN's Natasha Sinyanovich reports.
The Alabama native was in Nashville this week at a small fundraiser for the Fred D. Gray Institute of Law, Justice, and Society. The program that teaches students to become leaders of social change was founded in 2007, but renamed in Gray's honor last year.
For any institution, and particularly Lipscomb, with the relationship that we have had with it and with Nashville over the years, to even offer to do it, I consider it to be an honor.
Adding to that honor, Lipscomb's library has also begun archiving all of the existing records, memorabilia, and recordings of his cases. To name just a few, Rosa Parks, integration at Alabama's universities, and making Martin Luther King Jr.'s march to Montgomery possible. Gray tells future civil rights leaders at Lipscomb that racism is still the underlying problem in America. And while he doesn't think historic wrongs can ever be righted, Gray applauds the university for at least acknowledging theirs. But school officials are still careful not to disparage their past, even while trying to make amends. Steve Joyner heads the College of Leadership and Public Service, which houses the Gray Institute.
You know, we were a segregated society, and we were racist. And one of the things that we want to do is to move beyond that. We very much want to become relevant to the world we live in, without being just disrespectful from the world we came from.
Joyner says one way to move forward is bringing Gray and other civil rights leaders, like Congressman John Lewis, to teach students several times a year. Lipscomb has also started awarding annual Gray scholarships to 5 students thought to have the most potential for changing society, like the Institute's namesake. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Natasha Sinyanovich.